beautiful sky.
Both the twins enjoyed the first day of the holidays in their own way. Isabel lazed around, peaceful and happy. Pat rushed here, there and everywhere, seeing everybody and everything. Their mother laughed to see the different ways in which they enjoyed themselves. "You're as like as two peas to look at," she said, "but you often act in quite the opposite way. I hope this lovely weather goes on. You'll be quite nice and brown. Well, make the most of it, my dears, because your 4 weeks will soon go."
"Oh, Mother, 4 weeks is a lovely long time, simply ages," said Pat.
But although it seemed ages at first, it began to slip by very quickly after the first few days. The twins were astonished to find that a week had gone by, and then 10 days, and then a fortnight.
"Cousin Alison is coming to spend the last 2 weeks with us, isn't she, Mother?" said Pat. "When is she coming? This week?"
"On Thursday," said Mrs. O'Sullivan. "By the way, her mother said to me on the telephone yesterday that she is much better for being a term at St. Clair's, not nearly so vain and silly."
"That's quite right," said Isabel,
thinking of the teasing and scolding her feather-headed cousin had had at St. Clair's the last term.
"She learnt quite a lot of lessons. Well, so did we the first term, too. I'm glad you sent us there, Mother. It's a fine school. I'm already beginning to look forward to going back. Summer term ought to be grand."
"Two more weeks," said Pat. "I say, won't it be fun to play tennis again? I wonder if we'll play any matches. Isabel and I were tennis captains at Redruth's, our old school, but I expect St. Clair's tennis is a pretty high standard."
"Let's mark out the court and play a few games," said Isabel eagerly.
But Mrs. O'Sullivan shook her head.
"Not in April," she said. "You would spoil the lawn. Ring up Katie Johnston and see if you can fix up a four on her hard court."
It was all because of poor Isabel's eagerness to have a few practice games at tennis that the rest of the holidays were spoilt. They went over to Katie Johnston's and played a tennis four there with another girl, Winnie Ellis. Winnie played a very poor game and quite spoilt it for the others. Katie apologised for Winnie when she had the twins alone for a minute.
"Can't think what has happened to her today," she said. "She usually plays such a good game. She's sending everything into the net. She says her head aches, so maybe she isn't very well."
Poor Winnie was certainly not well. She went down with mumps that evening, and her mother rang up Katie's parents at once.
"I'm so very sorry," she said, "but Winnie has mumps. I hope Katie has had it, otherwise she will be in quarantine, I'm afraid."
"Yes, Katie's had it, thank goodness," said Mrs. Johnston. "But I don't know about the other two girls who are here playing tennis today, the O'Sullivan twins. I must ring up their mother and tell them." The telephone rang that evening as the twins were having supper with their parents. Mrs. O'Sullivan went to answer it. She soon came back, looking a little worried.
"What's the matter?"
asked Mr. O'Sullivan.
"That was Mrs. Johnston," said the twins' mother. "Pat and Isabel went over to Katie's to play tennis today, and the fourth girl was Winnie Ellis. She has just developed mumps this evening, and the twins haven't had it."
"Well, Mother, we didn't breathe her breath or anything," said Pat. "We shall be all right."
"I hope you will, dear," said her mother. "But the thing is, you'll both be in quarantine now, and the quarantine for mumps is rather long. You won't be able to go back to school at the beginning of the term, I'm afraid." The twins stared at her in dismay.
"Oh, Mother, don't let's miss the beginning of term. It's one of the nicest parts. Can't we possibly go back in time?"
"Well, you certainly can't, of course, if you get the mumps," said Mother. "I'll see the doctor and find out exactly how long you will have to be away." Alas for the twins. The doctor said firmly that they could not go back to school for just over a week after the beginning of term. Pat and Isabel could have cried with disappointment.
"Well, well, anyone would think you liked school the way you are looking," said their father, laughing at their gloomy faces. "I should have thought you would have been pleased at the chance of an extra week's holiday."
"Not when everyone else is back at school.